Let's talk sport. We're hours away from the start of the NBA basketball season in the US, where much of the hype has surrounded the banning of Brooklyn Nets superstar Kyrie Irving. Irving's refusal to be vaccinated against COVID-19 created a headache for Nets general manager and New Zealander Sean Marks. Here's the former Tall Blacks, Marks, announcing Irving won't play until he's jabbed, a decision that generated back page headlines across the US.
He has a choice in this matter, and it's ultimately going to be up to him what he decides. You know, we respect the fact that he has a choice and he can make his own and right to choose. I don't want to speak for Kyrie, you know, at the right time. I'm sure he will address his feelings and you know, what the path may be for him.
Now, we're joined by from New York by Matt Brooks, a reporter of the Nets Daily website. Good morning to you, Matt.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Lovely to have you on. I see reports the players are still being asked about this ahead of the opening game. So this is a big issue, right? It's still dominating.
Yeah, it's going to be a story really until he comes back or until there's some sort of resolution to it. And it is just going to be something that I think hangs over the season for the foreseeable future. Really, there are only two outcomes. He gets vaccinated or something changes with the mandate in New York City.
Why was it left to Sean Marks to deal with this? Why isn't the NBA itself taking a stronger position, a more mandated position?
Because the NBA, the way they've been handling the COVID-19 vaccine is that they have tried to put it kind of on the cities. So it's going to be city to city based on what they want to do with COVID-19. So for New York City, you need to be vaccinated to enter arenas, restaurants, theaters, everything of that sort. And that's the decision that the NBA has made. They've kind of said it's not really in our hands. And even as recently as today, Adam Silver, who's, you know, the commissioner of the NBA, has still taken that stance.
Is that because there are some states, some cities where it would be very unpopular for the NBA to have done that?
I would say more it's pushback from the NBA Players Union. The Players Union is probably one of the most powerful unions in the entire country. And there were members on that the board could even be Kyrie Irving, who's a VP on that board, who were pretty outspoken about the idea of that it should not be required to have a vaccine mandate, that this should be a personal choice.
So where does this end up? Do you see Kyrie Irving buckling at all, or is he going to make this an issue? You know, I might take a big stand on this.
It's so hard to predict Kyrie Irving. And that is something I've learned in covering him for the last 3 years. Kyrie is very, he's very committed to his beliefs. I think the idea is that, we have an election for the New York City mayor here coming up, and that maybe there's the off chance that the mandate changes with that. If that doesn't happen, I do see an opportunity for him to get vaccinated maybe around January, February, but that's me putting my rose-colored glasses on. I just don't know. I don't know how passionate he is about his stance. And to be honest with you, it's been very hard to get a feel for, you know, what his stance is in totality, but B, whether he's going to waver on that, I guess, that stance.
I mean, the Nets played without him for quite a while last year. They could still win this without him being a full-time player.
Yeah, very good team. I mean, you have two top five, top six guys, depending upon who you want to talk to, in Kevin Durant and James Harden. And that is a luxury that a lot of teams can't really say. You might have the best player in the world right now in Kevin Durant. So that gets you where you need to go. You saw it last year in the second round against the Milwaukee Bucks. He almost single-handedly took down the Bucks. It had to go seven games and overtime for the Nets to eventually lose. So I think that just banking on that, you're always going to be in good shape.
Matt Brooks, thank you very much for that from Nets Daily from New York there with an update on the NBA and Kyrie Irving, who still can't play or won't play for now. Tall Blacks, Sean Marks, doing very well running the Brooklyn Nets.